Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 5, 1806. A Taste of Blubber. There is quite a bit of excitement in camp today. Lewis writes,
at 5 p.m., Willard and Weiser returned. They had not been lost as we apprehended. They informed us that it was not until the fifth day after leaving the fort that they could find a convenient place for making salt, that they had at length established themselves on the coast about 15 miles southwest from this, near the lodge of some Killamuck families, that the Indians were very friendly and had given them a considerable quantity of the blubber of the whale, which perished on the coast some distance southeast from them. Part of the blubber they brought with them. It was white and not unlike the fat of pork, though the texture was more spongy and somewhat coarser. I had a part of it cooked and found it very palatable and tender. It resembled the beaver or the dog in flavor. These lads also informed us that J. Fields, Bratton, and Gibson, the salt makers, had, with their assistance, erected a comfortable camp, killed an elk and several deer, and secured a good stock of meat. They commenced making salt and found that they could obtain from 3 quarts to 1 gallon a day. They brought with them a specimen of the salt of about 1 gallon. We found it excellent, fine, strong, and white. This was a great treat to myself and most of the party, having not had any since the 20th ultimo. I say most of the party, for my friend Captain Clark declares it to be a mere matter of indifference with him whether he uses it or not. For myself, I must confess, I felt a considerable inconvenience from the want of it. The bread I consider is trivial, provided I get fat meat, for as to the species of meat, I am not very particular. The flesh of the dog, the horse, and the wolf, having from habit become equally familiar with any other, and I have learned to think that if the cord be sufficiently strong, which binds the soul and the body together, it does not much matter about the materials which compose it. Coulter also returned this evening, unsuccessful from the chase, having been absent since the first instant. Captain Clark determined this evening to set out early tomorrow with 2 canoes and 12 men in quest of the whale, or at all events purchase from the Indians a parcel of the blubber. For this purpose he prepared a small assortment of merchandise to take with him. Captain Meriwether Lewis, January 5, 1806.
The abbreviation UTMO that Lewis uses is for ultimo, meaning in the previous month. He also uses the abbreviation INST for instant, a date in the current month. Tomorrow, Sacagawea determined to go along.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.